Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. A precious protein found in all living cells has a closer look today in our adventure in creation. Matthew 10:38 says, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Our God's artwork and his nature is absolutely incredible. Every living cell ever created by God has proteins around it to help it to attach to other proteins and cells. This shape these proteins use to hold all living cells together is the cross. Yes, our bodies, animals, plants, everything that is held together with the living cells, cell by cell, have proteins in the shape of crosses connecting them. Imagine if we could see all cells and how they connect. God can, and he used a very special shape even before the cross, because it is the most amazing shape ever created. Jesus died on the cross for us so we can live together forever when we accept his perfect gift of life. Forever. That was completed on the cross. That shape is written on every living cell. God's artwork and his nature is everywhere, but the laminin protein molecule that connects all living cells together is a cross, and it shines all creation onto that act that Jesus did 2,000 years ago on the cross that all protein molecules connect with. I can really barely wrap my mind around this. The cross shape holds all living cells together. The first time I heard this was at a teacher's meeting at the school where I used to teach creation science to over 300 students. I was in awe of this marvel and got tears in my eyes as I really tried to grasp this concept. Thank you, Jesus, for your perfect plan that involves the most important symbol in the world, the cross. The symbol of your sacrifice so we can have eternal life holds all of life together. You are an awesome God, and we are honored that you hold all living matter together with this powerful example of your artwork and your nature. Thank you for your total love. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.